Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
And today we're watching episode 609 of Power Rangers. Power Rangers Operation Overdrive. Episode 5, Whether or Not.
It aired March 19th, 2007, written by John Telligan and directed by Britta Johnstone. Jake, I have a question.
Yeah, I got an answer.
Is this weather what we have? Or is this not?
I think it's weather of the sea.
Yes.
Hey, do you think that we, but more specifically, you referenced that Jessica Simpson quote more than any other human currently alive on the planet?
Yes.
If you had to bet, I would say yeah. Can I tell you something that happened to me right before we started recording today? Also, by the way, just real quick, this is a exclusive night record. It's nighttime now because Josh has a new job and his days off are constantly moving like quicksand.
Except it's real, unlike quicksand, which is a fictional thing.
No, quicksand's real. It's just not as scary as every movie said.
I don't know. That sounds like someone that thinks there's a planet inside Jupiter to me.
Even if you don't think you believe in hollow Jupiter theory, there is a planet there. You can't say there's no planet. The pictures we keep getting from James Webb are blue. It's blue Jupiter, and they're freaking me out. They look beautiful, but they're blue Jupiter. It's Bloopiter.
Yeah, well,
now.
All colors in space are fake.
But
sort of. They take pictures in different
spectrums and stuff.
Spectrums, and then they just mush them together, and they're like, this is what it would look like if your eyes could see the way that these
if you
look.
Could see this space gas, you would know that this is orange. But like they're like, here's a picture of Jupiter, and it's like a lot of it's blue, and I'm like, is that new? Did you put in a new carpet on the outside? Did the people on the inside of hollow Jupiter get sick of looking at red Jupiter?
It has a sky and an ocean now.
Cool. Anyway,
isn't it crazy that the Great Red Spot is just like a really big hurricane?
It's a hurricane like 6 times the size of Earth or something like that.
That's wild.
It's bananas. Right before we started recording, I sneezed 2 times, and I got halfway through the third sneeze that I need to complete the trifecta and let me go to heaven. And now I'm stuck in sneeze purgatory.
You got the but no chew.
I got to and then it just disappeared. It just left, and I was like, no, I know you're still in there. Come back out. Come back, please. Because I sneezed twice.
I have a live update. I've tried to force refresh the Kingdom Smarts feed, and a little message popped up that said it can't.
Why can't it?
Can't force refresh feed, so it said. So I don't know.
Okay.
This time tomorrow, we'll see if it's posted.
It should post by the time we record tomorrow morning. So we'll see what happens. I don't want to have to figure out.
No, I have
a new way.
No, I can't. What about all the old stuff?
I don't know, Josh. We're not ready. Anyway, so I got a half a sneeze stuck up in there. It's 6 p.m. We should go watch whether or not. I'm thinking
whether or not, here I come. You can't hide.
I'm thinking whether. I think I'm going to put my money down on weather.
But then by default, I have to think or not.
Okay, well, we'll find out.
Overdrive Accelerate! Back, and we just watched whether or not, and I'm trying to decide whether or not I want to do this anymore.
What do you mean? You don't like it?
The episode was fine, but we had some pre-jump conversation.
Oh, you're talking about stuff that won't even make the blooper reel.
Yeah, it was just frustrating. Yeah. Anyway,
Josh, also, this is a night shoot. We're doing a rare night shoot.
Yeah, no day for night here. Oh, you're cracking over the mics harder?
Got a mic's hard. Crack over the cold one with the boy.
I just have my regular Mountain Dew here, but I did buy a 12-pack of what I think is the Kroger exclusive Thrashed Apple Mountain Dew.
Thrashed Apple?
Which
Primus
is,
Rib. You got a Primus Rib?
It's no Primus Rib. It is an overload of artificial apple flavor in Mountain Dew.
I hope that's not Kroger exclusive. I don't have Kroger up here, and I would like to try that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Who
I haven't
I
seen it
call?
Anywhere else.
Have you seen the hard Mountain Dew?
I have, yeah. They had some of that at Walmart.
I gotta track it down. I gotta track one down. I don't know if I would
it
want more than that.
It was over by the like the hard seltzers.
I'll check it out. Our Walmart doesn't get anything because it's the smallest Walmart in the country.
You don't even have fridges there.
There's not even a fridge. There's one up front for milk, but that's been there. That's it. Also, it's storming, apparently. I didn't realize that. I just heard a big thunder, so if you hear any of that, it's not me piping in sound effects for the cool Operation Overdrive episode that has weather effects in it. It's just a coinkydink. Hey, JakeandJosh.com. That's the website. Updated up through, that's right, Ninja Storm. It's all there, baby. Pictures, everything, love it.
Ninja Storm or not?
Ninjas, whether
you decide.
You decide. Well, if I decide, I decided yes.
No,
and
not
now
you.
It's too late.
Not,
I already decided.
No, the you, like, you, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the listeners.
The royal you. my aunt is an old lady, right? You know how that goes.
Yeah.
So she likes the queen because the queen's also an old lady. And I'm like, you shouldn't, because the queen sucks.
Yeah,
but,
she's like super old, and everyone's like, look how cute and old she is. It's like, yeah.
Yeah, she's also like done some terrible, terrible stuff. But whatever, you know, she's dead, so who cares? But she was watching the funeral today, mm-hmm. and it took like 15 hours for them to bury that small old lady. And I was like, what is the holdup? Put her in the ground. She's going to be fermenting by the time you get there.
She was like on display. It was the casket was closed, but still,
there was
like,
no way there was a body in there. There's absolutely no way.
What if someone took it? Or someone stole the queen?
Someone stole the queen. Operation Overdrive.
Because there's footage of one of the guards just like passing out because they just have to stand there for like 3 days or whatever.
He passed out. Someone came in.
Someone came in and just wheeled her off.
Stole the queen.
On a gurney. But yeah, she was like on display for like 3 days, and then they did. Like a funeral, I guess. I don't
know. And then the
funeral. It's still crazy to me because the queen dying has triggered Latasha, like, just searching how the royal family works.
Okay. That sounds right.
It's insane that this exists in 2022.
It's very strange. Some people argue that it maybe shouldn't exist any longer. and maybe now's the time that we just kind of. Especially because, like, if you live in, like, Australia or Canada, you have to put Charles on your money?
Yeah, they have to make
all
new
money. They have to reprint
money.
Your money? America sucks in a lot of ways, but at least we don't, we're not like, oh, a person died, now we gotta make new monies.
We gotta take the dead person off the money and put their replacement
now we
on
got a
the
new
money.
Person. Anyway.
Is that how you know this dollar note is endorsed by the king himself?
King Charles loves this dollar. Canada, a place he's probably never been. I don't know. You can email us at littleist.morphogrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at Morphogrid. We're on Snapple Podcasts. We're on Google Play and Podknife and Podbay and Podbaybee and Pod Machine.
Yeah, you turn it on and it
cranks out a podcast.
It makes podcasts.
It's kind of like how people think digital art works, where like a computer does it.
Yeah, like AI art.
Yeah. So soon someone's just going to do AI podcasts, and it's going to be the worst thing you've ever heard.
AI podcast is, it will just like, it'll take the data and like our word count from all of our episodes.
Yeah.
And spit out one episode and auto generate one episode. Like those scripts that I think mostly are actually written by people.
They have to be at least partially written because there's, I feel like, I don't know. I don't think computers are smart. I don't think they're that smart. You know what I mean?
Yeah. There's one that was like a Batman script.
I've seen like a lot of like, we put every episode of Seinfeld into them.
Yeah. It was something about, it was like we put all the Batman movies in or something. And it was like the Joker and Batman are like fighting or whatever. And the Joker, gives Batman a coupon for new parents, but it is expired.
See, that joke kicks ass and there's no way a robot made that.
A computer did not write that joke.
No way a computer took that job. No way. If somebody does want to transcribe all of our episodes from each season and then feed that into a learning machine and then give us the transcript, we will read that podcast verbatim. We will perform that podcast. But you not us, you, the listener, someone has to go through the trouble of writing down every dumb thing that we say in a row for bare minimum 32 episodes. If you want to do the newest season.
I wish I could remember what the actual video I saw was. Did you know they can deepfake voices now?
Yeah, it's like tricky, and like you can kind of tell because it's some of the it like clips still sometimes. But yeah, they can. I don't want to brag, but I can probably make, if you've talked enough into a microphone that I have access to, that I can make you say anything I wanted.
But in a natural way?
Pretty natural. There are a lot of times where I cut in the middle of letters and then stitch it with the same letter somewhere else to fix mess ups. But that's just because I'm a very good podcast editor. I don't know if computers can replicate that.
Man, if you guys heard me unedited. Sheesh. No, it was a video.
I think I'm
rated.
Actually worse.
I think it was from Mortal Kombat, either 9 or 11. I don't remember. But he was like, I've seen all the different timelines, and in every one of them, I kill Liu Kang. He's like, I just absolutely body him. Just wreck his shit. And Liu Kang's standing there just like, what?
What, man? Oh. You can leave us a rating and review in any of those places. Also, we're on Patreon, patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh. For as little as a dollar a month, you can support the show. We really appreciate it.
If Patreon will let us have it.
Yeah, keep going there for us. But I think it's because you logged in and it was like, hey, is this you? And so now it's like, I need to double check.
I said I was going to try it again the next day, but I haven't yet.
Yeah. Last time, it did that to us on Kingdom Smarts once, and it took like literally a day. And they were like, oh, yeah, no, everything's fine. Also, someone just gave us like $1,000 thing, and they might be like, that's suspicious. I'm going to just look.
Yeah. Although it wasn't in the.
No,
the
but they
total
did it.
To currently be paid out.
Yeah, but the fact that they did it, I feel like would like trip something because it's like a very large amount of money. Which like, I don't know who did that.
If you're listening and that was an accident, please go fix it.
Fix
before
it
the first.
That's a lot of money. If it wasn't, thank you. I have to buy heating oil soon. That's gonna help a lot because this is expensive. Do you want to jump in? Do you want to jump into whether or not?
We should do it. It's been like 15 minutes.
Yeah, and I have only eaten a cannoli since 11 o'clock this morning, and I'm now drinking, so I need to eat sooner than later. This episode's going to get weird, man. We start off with Rose and Will and Ronnie hanging out in the living room. Maybe it's the parlor. Maybe it's the TV room. I'm not sure how rich people live their lives.
It could be maybe like a study.
Maybe.
Rose is reading a book, but that does not necessarily mean the room contains books.
Yeah, she always has a book. Ronnie and Will are on one, and Will's like, oh, yeah, we're going to St. Lucia, going to go to the Caribbean, it's going to kick ass. Ronnie's like, beaches are kind of slow for me, unless I can go dune buggying, because she is full-on car-brained. And then Rose is like, actually, where we're going to be in St. Lucia, no dunes, mostly jungle, so probably not going to be dune buggying. Got to trade that in for a quad bike, as they say down under. And and then Matt comes in, and he's psyched out of his mind about getting to go on a cool adventure. And I just think it's very charming.
I'm trying to remember it.
He's just happy. He's just like, oh, we're going to go on an adventure. We're going to find a jewel before anyone else bad takes it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, he is very excited. It's nice. Mac is hard in this episode. It's a tough whiplash that you get from him, especially coming off the heels of the last episode.
Which there's a nice Will moment because of the last episode.
Yeah, but like, I think it comes at the expense of Mac.
It's a little strange, but like, it's still early in the season, so like, they're still, they got to get a lot of these episodes. I'd rather them do this now than like episode 29. Mac's like, you should never let me be the Red Ranger, Dad. Because then I'd be like, come on, man. You have plenty of time to get this feeling out. So then Dax does a front flip in and lands on all of their luggage. I don't know why.
Cool. He's just laying there with his, and he's just like feeling his marble set.
He's got a bag of marbles and he's just rubbing it around. And he says that St. Lucia is haunted, he heard. And because
of
that.
I didn't know what was happening here. It's I don't know if it's set up that they each have like a character specific object for when they're stuck later.
Will doesn't have headphones on though,
because he has this like satchel, this blue satchel.
Yeah,
and he's like, I thought it was haunted, and I was like, what is this, like a hex bag?
Yeah,
or something.
He's got a bag full of something to ward off evil spirit. No, it's marbles.
Yeah, it's my sage. We're gonna burn it in the jungle.
Yeah.
But no, it's just a bag of marbles, and he's not even like, these are holy marbles. He's just like, these are my favorite marbles.
These are his lucky marbles for when he, you know, for when he plays marbles, because he's a street rat in the 1930s. Who plays marbles?
When I was a kid, like single digits.
Like young.
Yeah, I had marbles.
Right. But
I kept them in like a tube, which would look like a kind of a tube that like tennis balls came in. And that sucker was just full of marbles.
Chock-a-block full of marbs.
I didn't know what to do with them. I would just dump them out sometimes and clank them into each other. And I would make up my own rules for how to play marbles based on like old movies that they played marbles in.
Right. Cause you saw a movie from 1984 where they're like, oh, you got the big marble? That's the thwacking marble. And you use that to hit the other ones out of the sumo wrestler circle.
That's the slammer.
That's your marble slammer. But nobody's played marbles in like 100 years.
It's barely a game, I think. It's like Jax is barely a game. You dump them on the ground, bounce a ball, and grab as many as you can before the ball goes back.
Well, you got to grab them in order. So like you bounce, you grab one. You bounce,
you
grab two.
That is literally like we barely have electricity.
Right. This is literally like Great Depression games. And marbles, just, like we have a lot of marbles sitting around.
Give your brain something inane to focus on.
Hit them. hit the marbles. Make the marbles pay.
If you knock them out, you keep them?
Maybe. I don't know.
Play for keeps? You play marbles for keeps?
Yeah,
kid?
But you play for pinks? You play marbles for pinks over there? Anyway, Max says we're the Power Rangers, so we're unbeatable. And that's true eventually, always, but never always true. You know what I mean?
Yeah. The Turbo Rangers did get beat.
But then most of them became the In-Space Rangers who did win. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, like, eventually...
Eventually, except for Justin. Justin has never been on a winning Power Rangers team.
No, he only loses. So we cut downstairs, and Andrew's, like, getting ready to go to on the St. Lucia mission to get all their stuff ready. And in comes Spencer, and this is rough. And he has, like, a Rasta hat and fake dreadlocks on.
Yeah.
And he does do a Jamaican accent. And yes, there are white people who grew up in Jamaica who do sound like that. And it's not if they do it, it's not an offensive accent that they're doing a bit. This wasn't my favorite thing Spencer's done so far.
Let me ask this question.
Yeah.
St. Lucia, right? That's where they're going?
Yes.
Is this a real place?
I couldn't tell you.
Okay.
They said it's in the Caribbean.
But
or the Caribbean, however you pronounce it.
Is all of the Caribbean...
Jamaica?
Jamaica.
No. No. It is like...
Because he says, I just wanted to show you that I could blend in with the islanders so you don't make me dress up like a coconut or whatever.
Or a parrot or something. Yeah. And it's 2007.
Yeah, it's a little late to be like, Jamaica's the only island on the planet of Earth.
Yeah, and it's just like, Spence, man, let's not do this anymore, okay? If we could, I think it would be cool if we didn't. If you didn't have the hat on, then maybe, but like still, I don't feel like it would be good. Anyway, Andrew's like, what about the drill drive?
What about the drill dozer? Is it ready?
What about the number one drill boy? And Spencer's like, oh, it's gonna be ready by the time we need it. Don't worry.
It's crazy. What I didn't think about until this moment when he asked Spencer about the big drill dozer.
Spencer is the mechanic.
He builds it, yeah. I guess, unless he has a secret team that we never see.
That would be worse, I feel like. He's the Dr. Fairweather of
Yeah, but even she had like scientists and a whole like team at the base that could build the stuff that she designed.
I feel like she still got up in there with a wrench and you know.
Oh, she definitely
like, nuts
did,
and
but
bolts
she
and stuff, but
she didn't construct a Zord from scratch with her own two hands and that's it.
No, you would need a hefty amount of large equipment to just move stuff around, bare minimum.
How would you even lift a stone that high?
Who's to say? She had to build a crane first, and that took a while. So then Andrew and Spencer, did you make an accent at each other? And then they leave, and I was like, okay, this
boomer ass scene.
This is for old people. So we cut to Snow Miser, who's like, no sign of the Power Rangers. You know where they live. You could find. Maybe he doesn't know. We know that
he might not. Yeah.
He might not know. But he's like, no sign of the Power Rangers. No sign of the gems. And my brother hasn't been doing anything, so something's up. I feel like something is in the air.
It's quiet. Too quiet.
Also, Josh, I did a Google. I did a very cursory Google to find out if Snow Miser and Heat Miser were in, I think it's like Bokenger is the Operation Overdrive Sentai. Mm-hmm. They are, but Snow Miser is just like a human face, but he's got like the same like hat, like snowman hat.
So they just put different makeup on it.
So they just gave him like a monster face, but it's like this is like Flurious. The design is exclusively American, but there is a like a cold man in the Sentai that the Chilis come from, and then Heat Miser is unchanged because he's a monster face, so don't need to worry about it.
Wonder because Flurious in. Was a human face. That's
a full on. He's got like some face paint on, and like he's got like a sort of, you know, when Kirby gets snow powers, he has like when he has the ice hat.
Yeah,
like, it's like his hair is that, but it's just like a regular human man's face. So they got a new guy.
They
so
monstered him up.
So then he tells Nort to call Heat Miser. He is using Nort as a footstool.
Mm-hmm. Because he's bored, you see, and he has no marbles, so all he can do when he's bored is put his feet up.
He just marbles to bang around. So he like pushes Nort with his like by the butt. He's like, "Go call my brother." So then we cut to Heat Miser, who's like, with this weather device, which looks like.
Like a monster head?
Looks like a monster head. I don't know any other way to say it. He's like, yeah, I'm going to use this. We just need a good power source. We need like a subatomic particle generator thing. And then Nort calls. And Nort's like, hey, Snow Miser wants to talk to you. And then Snow Miser pushes him out of the way. Why didn't Snow Miser just call?
Because he's a jerk, you see.
Okay. Makes sense. So anyway, he's like, hey, what you doing? He's like, nothing. I forgot that like two episodes ago, they had like a big fight. Where they tried to kill each other, and then we're like, we're not hanging out anymore. We're not on the same team.
And then Heat Miser was not in the last episode.
Yeah. And then this episode, Snow Miser just calls up Heat Miser to neg him, and that's it. And then that's like basically the entire thing of their phone call.
Every time someone says neg, I just think of pickup like artists.
Mystery in his big, big hat. That's used to attract mates.
Go in the bar and tell the girl, be like, you're not even the prettiest girl here, and she'll definitely go home with you.
I remember a specific example, and I don't know. I wasn't watching the show, so he must have been on, like, some MTV show that I was watching. And they're like, now, Mystery from the Pickup Artist. And he's the one thing I remember him saying.
He was
is
a guest
like,
spot on Figure It Out.
I wish he would have got slimed. He should have got slimed in real life way more often.
The secret slime phrase is being a fucking scumbag.
Being a shithead. He's like, here's a way you can neg them. And I was like, why are you teaching people this? even as an impressionable 13-year-old or whatever, I was like, this feels gross. He was like, he's like, take their nails and be like, oh, nice nails. Oh, they're fake? Oh, they're still nice, though. Because then you compliment them, but you still diss them a little. And I was like, what?
That makes them want you.
Yeah, and you got to wear a big hat like a peacock. So they notice you from anywhere in the club. If I could go back in time, I would just go to a filming of The Pickup Artist, and I would beat all of them up. I don't care what happened. I'm time traveling, right? So I'm getting out of there as soon as I'm done beating them up. But I feel like that would probably help a lot of those guys out, is just to get their asses fully whipped just one time. So anyway, Heat Miser is like, I'll be powerful soon.
I thought at this point, I'm like, oh, this is
he's gonna die.
Miser's last stand. He's done.
I thought so too. Then we cut to a truck labeled Energy Agency that's driving through a field somewhere.
I thought at first that this was in the the jungle on St. Lucia.
That's what I thought, but no, they're not there yet. And so it gets hijacked by Heat Miser, and then we cut to the Power Rangers Batcave, and Andrew's like, all right, so we're going to go to St. Lucia. It's going to be pretty cool, but we got to find that gem. Everybody ready? And then an alert goes off. He says, oh.
They're all standing there, holding their color-coded luggage, which is just, an empty gym bag.
It's a duffel bag with, maybe some socks in it. There's not a lot in here.
We need these to put the same 5 stones in.
One for each stone.
On days 3 and 4, when we're in the sun, we can get in these bags to cool off.
Yeah.
But they're lined up and they're standing on the tattooed teenage alien fighters from Beverly Hills, transformation pads.
Yeah, the power, the trans discs. Those are, I think those are where the poles land.
Oh, it might be.
And then they just dicked poles away so they can stand there.
And then they stand there and take the poles back up?
And then the poles come back down. You got to be careful. You got to get out of the way quick, or else they're going to chop you in half. So Andrew's like, it's on pause. We got to go. There's an alert. You got to go. And Mac's like, let's ranger up. And as they go to morph off screen, so it's clearly ADR, Andrew's like, he's in Australia, by the way. Don't forget, that's where you're going to be going to find the energy truck. Who cares?
They've never ever had to say that.
No.
And I guess this one, they're trying to be every time they go somewhere, it's somewhere different in the world. It's not just downtown Angel Grove. But by the way, they're in Australia.
It's just so weird. It's just it's Australia. In case you get lost.
In case you, when you at home are watching the fight, you say, this does not look like America.
Which, it's not, but it's also not Australia. It's out to Hero. That's down the road. That's across a little named ocean area. I'm assuming. Anyway, so they go there. They're dropped off in the plane. And Josh, I know 2 episodes ago, maybe last episode, they introduced a new cool plane.
Mm-hmm.
What's it called?
Oh, it's their overdrive plane.
Do you
I don't know.
What the plane is? I can't remember. And all I can think of is Scanch, but that's not right.
I don't think Ronnie was super stoked to drive Scanch.
I think she's like, oh, hell yeah. I'm calling driver in the Scanch.
Will was like, we're going to open this Scanch up and see what it can do.
Scanch this baby up. Let's go. They just get dropped off.
Scanch is one of those, you know how I think it's Heinz has mixed sauces you could buy in one bottle?
Oh, yeah.
Scanch is the sour cream and ranch.
Yuck.
Maybe it's sriracha.
It's and sriracha ranch. And ranch. It's yeah.
Scanch.
Scanch. I think this is a good illustration of why I don't record at night a lot anymore.
I'm tired. I have to go to bed. Well, I don't have to because I'm off tomorrow. But on a normal night, I would be going to bed in 3 hours from now.
You fully swung around the other way.
Yeah.
That's all it takes. As soon as I stopped having a job, when I moved back up here, I can't get out of bed before 10 o'clock anymore. And it's really annoying. Anyway, so Scanch drops him off. Mac is like, I'll get the driver. You go fight Heat Miser. So they split up. They go into Sentai footage on a different beach somewhere. Mac saves the driver, sort of. There's just a big fight, and he's mostly grabbing the driver and using him to prop himself up and post off of to kick the hotties. And then eventually the driver gets thrown towards a cliff. They're near a cliff. I don't know why he's driving his energy truck out to a cliff. There's nothing out here.
Yeah, there's no reason for an energy truck to be out here.
I don't
it's
even
not
think
even
there's
on
roads.
A road.
Yeah, yeah. they're just in a field near a cliff. He gets under the cliff. The hotties decide, we're going to just kill this man. We're going to kill him. So they shoot lasers at him.
Kill this man and steal his truck.
Going to take his truck. If he's dead, no witnesses, even with the power.
Someone's been playing Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah. So Mac jumps in front of the lasers, and he gets hit by the lasers. And I blinked, and then the driver is just being launched off the cliff anyway?
I don't know what happened either. Mac, like, takes the shot.
Did he hit him with his butt? Did he, like...
And, like, I don't know. Maybe Heat Miser, like, threw a rock at him or something. I don't remember.
The only thing I can think is Mac gets hit with the lasers and leans back a little bit and bumps the man off the cliff.
Yeah, because as the guy starts to fall, Mac, like, lunges, but Heat Miser grabs him and pulls him back so he doesn't reach the man.
And he's like, no, you gotta watch that man die on the rocks below.
He falls off the cliff, and Mac is like, no!
And then Will is like, I got it! And jumps off the cliff, calls his helicopter cycle, saves the man, puts him back on land, except by then, they got the thing they need, which is like a subatomic generator or something, and they just leave. They just disappear.
Yeah.
They don't even need the truck.
We got it. Ha-ha.
Yeah. What did this guy do to you? I think he's just mad about his brother being mean to him on the phone.
So he got nagged and he had the opposite reaction that you think maybe he would.
I feel like it's the same, the regular
reaction.
Yeah,
the appropriate
reaction.
Which
is like, that makes me angry, what you just said to me. So
that makes me never want to look at your face again.
As they're leaving, as they, like, teleport away, he might be like, you hotties know what to do. And then we cut to Sentai footage of the hotties taking the monster head weather machine and putting it on the generator, which is like, it's like a thing attached to like a typewriter that they can use to control it or whatever.
It has some like Bane venom tubes running up to it.
And they're like, we did it. Now we can go back to heat. They are sentient and can talk, by the way, the hotties. Yeah. I don't know if we knew this before, but.
Yeah, they do have a funny face. They are total losers.
They're wicked losers. And now, for some reason, they want to have sex with Heat Miser. So they make it rain, which, and they're like, they're not throwing dollar bills around. They make it rain, and they're like, Heat Miser will love this, except he's made of lava, so rain would make him a rock.
Yeah. Who would have thought that the man made out of lava is on Team Aqua?
Wants
to flood the world so Kyogre could have a nice big house.
So he can have a living room and a pool.
And a parlor and a study.
A family room even? Fancy. Living fancy over here. And then we cut back to the base, and the Rangers come in, like the Batcave, and the Rangers come in, and they, like, commiserate that they lost. And Mac's real, like, mad at himself because a man almost died because of his butt or whatever. And Will's like, hey, man, it's okay. Like, he's like, without Will, that guy would have died. And he's like, hey, it's all right. That's why there's five of us, because he learned the lesson from last time.
that Mac taught
the
him.
The one who taught him the lesson. He gave the knowledge of the lesson out of his body to Will. Dax is like, what did Heat Miser want with that guy? And Rose is like, I don't think he wanted the guy. I think he wanted the subatomic generator in the guy's truck. Dax is like, oh, okay. I'm going to go back to fondling my bag of marbles.
Dax, and unfortunately also Ronnie, don't seem to contribute a lot.
No, not this episode anyway. Because, like, last episode was a Dax episode. So, like,
This is true.
You got to cycle him out.
Yeah, it seems like if he's not the focus, they try to make him the comedy duo.
Yeah.
And I don't think that works at all.
Yeah, especially him, like, flipping around and being weirdly clumsy when he's unmorphed. I just don't get it. I know he's like a stuntman.
Yeah, but he should be good at that stuff then.
Yeah, you're very coordinated because you have to fall precisely. Like, you don't just like it. Like, stunt school is not just like, I'm going to push you down a bunch of times until it doesn't hurt anymore.
Yeah.
It's like, no, you learn how to land correctly. So then Spencer comes in. Andrew agrees with Rose that they would want the thing, but why? And then Spencer comes in and he's like, the weather out there is kicking my plants' asses.
The weather outside is frightful.
It's frightful. There's the daisies.
Yeah, first the sun was out and it burned up all my daisies, and then it rained like a whole lot and it washed away all the good melons.
The good melons floated away down the river. And now I don't know what's going on. The weather's going weird.
And I have these turnips. And damn Tom Nook is offering me shit.
And they're going to rot tomorrow. I bought 1,500 of the fucking things.
He literally has like a bunch of turnips in his hand.
It's full of turnips. I got a letter from the HOA.
He never talks about the turnips. He just has them.
I thought those were the daisies at first, because like they burnt my daisies, and the top is like a little weird. But he's holding, they're not daisies, at least none that I've seen. And so Andrew's like, the weather. I'll turn on the weather channel. He just turns on the weather channel.
Yeah, and it's like the international weather news or whatever.
Yeah, and some lady played by Susan Brady, who you might recall from being the voice of the Mystic Mother last season.
Oh,
this is her.
Okay.
This is the same. She's much better as a weather lady than she was as Missing Mother. And she says, the weather's going weird. We don't know what's up.
She's like, all over the world. It's raining and the sun is out. It's crazy.
It's just being stupid outside, I guess. And then Andrew turns it off and he goes, yeah, this has got to be the source of the inclement weather, because he's not American.
Yeah, Mac also says things just a little weird.
they hit the wrong syllables. And it's not the wrong way to pronounce it, right?
Yeah, it's just...
it's just not how Americans pronounce
it.
It's
not how we say it.
So it's really noticeable. The inclement weather, and I was like, oh, gotcha. There's your bean. there's you saying, how's he bean?
Yeah, not a gain.
Yeah, like, it's just like little things that you can't, like... you can't prepare someone for.
Yeah.
That, like, nobody on set was like, oh, by the way. I mean, I feel like Britta Johnstone is American. Maybe not. I don't know. But I feel like she should have been like, inclement. Let's do one more take with inclement. But anyway, so he's like, we got to cancel the jewel hunt. And for like a second, Will is very upset. And he's like, and I got a new Zord. And everyone just like stops being mad about the jewel hunt. And he's like, and it's for Mac. And Mac's like, no, a guy almost died because of me. I'm not going to take the new cool Zork. Give it to somebody else. And he's like, no, you gotta. It's orange.
It's orange, which is closest to red.
So if it's not you, it's going to be Ronnie. And she's not getting featured in this episode.
She didn't even get the fast car Zork.
She just got a dozer. Bullshit.
I think everyone's right. I think this is a bad season.
Maybe the season does suck shit, actually. I actually like this episode. This is the thing later in the episode that I like enjoyed a lot. Anyway, so his dad's like, no, you gotta do it. Pep talk, pep talk, pep talk. I don't remember what he says. And then we smash cut to Mac in the drive driller, maybe?
They're all drive. So, like, his regular Zord is the drive dumper.
I thought it was the dump driver. I don't know which order it is.
Maybe it is dump driver. Dump driver, dozer driver.
Speed driver, sub driver. Maybe it is the drill driver, yeah, which is tricky to say. My tongue wants to eat itself when I say
either
that.
Either way, it's hard to say.
So, anyway, so he's in there and it hurts him to drive it.
Yeah, there's like an infographic on the thing that's like, your stamina is running low. And I guess it's one of those things where like you have to use your human energy as the source to power the Zord.
Yeah, hey, it's Spencer. Weird thing to put in the Zord.
He's like, hey, you know.
It's that or Diesel.
I'm just one man. And Big Daddy Cool ain't in town.
Gas prices skyrocketing. 2007, Big Daddy Cool's in TNA, maybe?
Oof.
I don't think.
I don't know if he was there in 2000. 2007 is like the year that I watched TNA.
Yeah, do you remember Big Daddy Cool show?
I don't know. That was a big Christian Cage.
Oh, that
AJ
was
AJ Styles.
Okay.
It was Angle versus Joe.
Oh, so, okay, yeah, because Angle was fired in like 2006 of ECW from ECW in 2000 WWECW in 2006, and then he went to TNA, and he was in TNA longer than he had been in WWE entire in its entirety by the time he left and went back to WWE. Also, they kept treating at that point. TNA was like 6 years old because it started in like late 2001, I think. And they were treating AJ Styles like this young upstart, and he had already been a grand champion at least twice by that point, which is weird.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy now. I've probably talked about this on the air every single time, but like me and Natasha are watching old pay-per-views.
Yeah.
And it's crazy to go back in like 1996, which is like Jake Roberts' second run where he has the weird shirt vest on.
It's when he like it needs help and no one's giving it to him.
Yeah, it was like he's like basically crying for it, and everyone's just like, "Let's do an angle where Jerry pours booze all over him."
Yeah, that's probably gonna be funny. No, no, absolutely not.
He is 41 at that time.
Wow,
which Finn Balor is right now.
That's wild. I think I've talked about this before, but when on Spectre, my James Bond podcast, when we watched Dr. No, Matt Jay of the Super Sentai Brothers, my co-host, was the same age then that Sean Connery was in that movie when we recorded that episode. Mm-hmm. And Sean Connery looks bare minimum 25 years older. People used to live too hard.
Yeah, it's all the marbles.
It's the lead poisoning, I think.
Yeah, all the lead from the marbles. It's a very stressful game, marbles.
Don't use lead marbles, guy. They're soft, too. They'll dent when then you'll have a flat side. Oh, it's coming down now. I don't know if you can hear that.
Oh, well, don't worry. The sun will be out in just a minute.
Weather machine turned on over here. Anyway, we go to commercial. Oh, sorry. He can't drive it because it's sucking him dry. And he's... of his, like, electricity, like his body's electricity?
Yeah, it's just his energy. Maybe it's, like, the power?
And, like, why not put a solar panel on there?
Well, because those cost $10 million or whatever.
Yeah, but he's, Andrew's rich from all of his grave robbing that he's done.
I don't know. I don't like whenever they do this, usually.
I don't care for it. Unless it comes from, like, an alien. Like, it doesn't make any sense that you would make this specifically for one of your friends to try to do.
Hey, you could drive this, but it might literally suck the life force out of your body just by touching the stick shift.
Yeah, if you try to shift wrong, you're gonna end up looking like that alien that was inside the guy's head in the end of Men in Black. Yeah. Are you ready? Are you ready for that?
You're gonna look like Zordon in the movie after when he's just laying there in this shattered tube.
If you touch this thing too long, you're gonna be macking me, and you're not gonna like it.
You'll be the fourth California raisin.
So we go to commercial. Max, like, I shouldn't be a Power Ranger. He comes back in. He's like very upset. I would be tired, but he's upset.
Is this when he says I quit?
No, it's later. The second time he does this, and then he comes. So then we go come back from commercial, and he's like, that driver could have killed me. And he's like, you said I shouldn't have been you didn't even want me to be a ranger. And then Andrew's like, but you wanted it. Now ranger up.
Buttercup.
Ranger up, Buttercup. Then an alarm goes off, and Max's like, fine. And then we cut to them fighting Morphed More. I don't remember who or what. I'm assuming Hotties and maybe Heat Miser, but I can't. It's just a fight. I don't quite remember. Oh, no, it is a heist because he grabs one of them, and he's like, what's going on with the weather? And the high's like, I'll never tell you.
Where's Rachel?
And then he's like, I'll never tell you. But instead of like him like interrogating or trying to get more information out of him, all the hotties are hit with lightning and die. And then Heat Miser shows up, and he's like, I'm controlling the weather with this machine.
I killed all those hotties on purpose.
Killed them for nothing. Because I just told you what you wanted to know from them. Weird decision. So then he's like, I'm going to use the weather machine to destroy the planet. I'm going to make it rain forever.
Yeah, and then Rose is like, I'm going to flood the planet.
I'm going to flood the planet. Rose is like, that'll drown everybody. He's like, yeah.
I just said I want to destroy everyone.
I love it when Power Rangers do this. Whenever a bad guy's like, I want to do a bad guy stuff. And the Ranger's like, but that would be bad. And the bad guys are like, uh-huh, and?
I'm a bad guy.
Where'd I lose you? So then he also says, like, when I destroy you, my brother will finally respect me. I feel like that's probably not going to happen.
I don't think he would, actually.
So now he's going to destroy the planet, and then something happens. The hotties have, there's like, he teleports in with like two or three hotties, and they're holding the monster head on top of the thing, Bane Venom to a typewriter. And something blows up, and the head pops off of it, and then the weather starts going crazy.
There's just two hotties are holding it, and he yells at them. He's like, make it rain so much that the world is water.
Octim Aqua, the place.
Will be a water world. And they're just like, so they can talk. They have in this episode.
Yeah.
These two do not.
Nope, too scared.
They just motion at the thing, and they're like shrugging, and like, rock, 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 rock. And then it just like blows up.
It blows up, and he's like, what did you do?
And then it starts snowing.
And he's like, ah, hell. Ah, man. I can't believe this happened.
This is going to just turn me into rocks.
I'm just going to cool down and be rocks. Ah, oh, dang it. And then he leaves, and we cut to Snow Miser just being like, yeah, great job, bro. And then we cut back to Dax going, the machine's doing it on its own. When did Dax... Is Dax... just a Bill and Ted?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a Bill and Ted in the way that he's like a dumb stoner but doesn't do the drugs.
Yeah.
Not on camera anyway.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Look, he's a stuntman. He put his body through a lot. He's probably got some pain that keeps resurfacing, you know.
Yeah. He's still young, though. He's just going to power through it until he can't tie his own shoes anymore.
Yeah, until he's got to do DDP yoga to tie his own damn shoes. Take care of yourself, Dax. You don't need to go down that road. Matt calls for the Zords, and then it's as the Zords come, they get in the Zords, and then it starts snowing, and then like Dax loses control.
There is snow in the like Zord sequence, which is fun.
And it's like they're practical Zords too, like they're like RC cars, but like Power Ranger Zords, and like are they still I never thought about this before. Are those still somewhere?
I mean,
like,
they got him unless they destroyed them.
Like,
but they keep all the suits and stuff in a warehouse because when they did Mighty Morphin, like that wasn't the newest Sentai. Yeah.
Well, Mighty Morphin was Mighty. It was the it was, was it, it? They're like a year off basically, but still, like then they would use like in like yeah, but, Wild Force, they used one from Die Ranger, which
maybe
was, like,
that's
8 years
why Tommy
that.
Had to use the crappy shields because
they
oh,
didn't
we,
send it.
We melted down the old one. We don't have it anymore.
We melted it down to make Cannon Brawl. So worth it, worth it. Well, no, because he had it later. I think they just didn't send it to him because they didn't think Power Rangers was going to do very well. Because they didn't, you know, who could have guessed that? But like, can I call Toei and be like, hey man, let me buy the Sabertooth Tiger? What? Give me a number on Sabertooth Tiger.
Yeah, at least make it like a museum if you're gonna keep that stuff. Don't just keep it locked in a warehouse.
I know there's like a Kamen Rider museum, but if there's not a Super Sentai museum where I can go and I can look at the Sabertooth Tiger Zord in person, what are we even doing?
We're failing.
Like Japan as a country, I need you to come together and bully Toei until that happens. If it's real already, let me know. And I will put another destination on my list of things to do if and when I eventually get to Japan.
Like the WWE just has a warehouse where they have all their old stuff just like locked away. Like the SmackDown fist is just collecting dust in an old warehouse somewhere.
It's just somewhere on the floor. You ever watch the like buried treasure show? Like the WWE buried treasure show?
No.
It's so, because they'll get like one wrestler and they'll be like, what are three things? Because they were making a museum, right? They're making like a display at the performance center somewhere. And so like they like went to Undertaker, like, we need to get the mask from when you had the Phantom of the Opera mask, wherever that is, and like your original coat and like the crucifix that you put Stephanie on, right? And they're like, we know where one of those is, but we've sold things to collectors in the past and people have sold them like their own gear off, and they're like track
some
them
stuff
down.
Is just like circulating.
Yeah, so they try to like track it down, but like they're like, Mick Foley, where's the original Mankind mask? And he's like, the original one I sold in 2003. Like, it's gone. Like, and so they gotta hunt down who has it. So like they find the person who bought it and they sold it to somebody else, and like they find it's very, very cool to watch. But then they go back to the warehouse, and there's just this huge warehouse with, like, the husks of wrestlers. Like, just here's Mrs. Underwear just hanging around. We got a whole rack of them. Here's that one feather boa that the Cat wore at the Royal Rumble in 1998 or whatever. It's very weird. But Power Rangers needs one of those, but, like, in a way that I can walk into a room and now I'm in the Mighty Morphin room, you know?
Yeah. I don't want it to feel like I'm walking into a junk store.
I don't
want to
be sad about it when I get there. I don't want the upturned Mastodon, you know, flipped over.
Or like the piece is just taken apart and there's just different pieces spread
around. Here's some pieces of it. Here's what's left of the Rito Repulsa outfit that melted in a warehouse somewhere, which is why he didn't get Zed waved, because it was gone.
Right.
So anyway, they all get hit by an avalanche, but from the snow. Avalanche just happens to them, and they all get knocked
away.
Avalanches
out of the sky, I guess.
There's, like, I think there's a mountain, but who's to say? Where did it come from? Where did it go? They got trapped under the snow.
Where did it come from? God, nice snow.
So anyway, I kind of love this. Like, they're fighting the natural elements in their individual Zords, and it just feels cool. It's the unnatural elements, but it feels neat. They do get separated, except no, they don't. They land in a pile, but they can't tell for a second. And Mac is like, we got to eject. And so he ejects, and no one else does.
He just watches them slide off a cliff. A pile of Zords. Just slides into a crevasse.
There's just a big crevasse there they all slide into. He ejects. He's like, it's all my fault. And then we, like, cut back to him fighting. Like, Heat Miser's just somewhere, and Mac just, like, jumps him. Or maybe Heat Miser jumps Mac when he's like, I ejected, and they didn't get out because the communications were snowy. And it's all my fault. And then he gets jumped, and they fight. And it's literally just Heat Miser, like, beating up Mac standing back up, getting one hit in, getting beat up again, like, two or three times. The last time, he gets, like, booted in the neck and starts flying away. He gets his, like, weapons knocked out of his hands from Heat Miser's really cool lava sword, and then kicked in the neck so hard that he, like, goes flying. But as he's flying away, he pulls out his gun and shoots Heat Miser, like, three times. And then that's it. And then we cut away from him to the Rangers waking up in the buried underneath snow in the Zords. And they're like, where are we? And Dax is like, it's the curse of St. Lucia. You're in Australia, dog.
You're not on the island.
You're not
you
there.
Never win.
If a place is cursed, that doesn't mean everywhere suffers from that curse. That's not how it
but
works.
I think what happened, it's like a... They thought about St. Lucia, and so they got Babadooked by the curse. It traveled the oceans
to
follow them. It
traveled across the world to put them in a crevasse filled up with snow. And then I think Ronnie's like, it's okay, Mac will save us. Like, we'll be fine. It'll be cool. And then we cut back to the Batcave, and they're like, we can't find them. Everything's the transmissions are all blurry. We can't find anywhere they are. And Matt comes in and just like, I left them.
Right after Ronnie's like, Mac will come find us. We smash cut to Mac being like, Dad, I'm not going to do this anymore.
I hate being a Power Ranger. I should have listened to you. And he's like, oh, I'm so glad you're alive. He's like, doesn't matter. I suck at being a Power Ranger and I quit. And then he hands him the tracker. He like slaps it. And then we cut to commercial. And when we come back, Mac hasn't left yet. He is still there. But we do see the Power Rangers.
Yeah, they're pulled up on,
like, they
like
get
a,
found.
On a four-way multiplayer split screen. And they're all in their cockpits.
Just unmorphed.
They now are unmorphed. Okay. Dax is just playing with his marbles. Rose is reading a book. Will is jamming. He's got his
big headphones.
He's got
on.
His earpods in. And he's like, oh yeah.
Hey, they can't hear him. He's got his AirPods in.
Now, maybe I just didn't see it. I don't think I saw it.
Ronnie's doing her nails.
Okay, she's just doing her nails. Another thing that is just, like, inherently not Ronnie.
This I'm okay with. Her doing her nails, I think, because there's, like the Yellow Ranger's a little girlier than Ronnie is.
Yeah, the Yellow Ranger and Ronnie don't match, don't I don't
quite
think.
Match. But Ronnie doing her nails, like, because she's got, like, the nail file. And that I understand because, like, she's a driver, so, like, her hands are in gloves. So, like, if her nails are too long, it's going to be uncomfortable, you know? So, like, keeping up your nail care. Like, that's a big thing for, like, most professional sports, too. So, like, that I understand. But they're all just chilling, hanging out, vibing. At some point, we did cut back to Heat Miser, and Snow Miser calls him to nag him again. He's like, shut up, I'll kill your Yeti. And then Nort's like, what I do?
Nort's like, wait, that's me. And he, like, runs away.
And he leaves. So then he's
and
like...
Fleury, after Nort runs away, Flurious just laughs and hangs up.
He's like, ah, you suck.
So yeah, like, killing him is gonna hurt me in any way.
I don't even know this guy. He's a footstool. So Max, like, back at the Batcave, Matt's like, why aren't they scared? And Andrew's like, because they know that you're gonna come rescue them. And Max's like, but I didn't know I was gonna come rescue them. I just quit. And then he's like, you gonna let him down? And Spencer says, like, I've always believed in you, Red Ranger, or something like that. And
that's
that
why
was
I made a Zord that will kill you if you use it too much.
that will drain the electricity from your blood if you touch it in any way. And then Max, like, give me my tracker back. I gotta go dig a hole.
Give me the track back. I gotta record the first 5 seconds of Rugrats.
Give me my track back. I gotta dig a hole, and he says it with such conviction that I think it's cool, but it's objectively kind of a lame line. Then we cut to him in the number 6 drill boy. It says number 6 behind him. It's orange. It's the number 6 drill boy. He's gonna use it.
I guess that's because it's the 6th Zord in the lineup.
Yeah, I know there's a 6th Ranger. So like, is he gonna get like
orange?
No, he's like
it's
silver.
It's the Rust Ranger.
The Rust Ranger.
He only drinks the Primus Rim Mountain Dew.
The Primus Rim. He, he's like silver. And I'm hoping he has like Zord number 15 or something.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know how many more different like construction equipment Zords there could possibly be, but I just hope it's like.
We don't have a steamroller yet.
Steamroller is number 7. Big Crane.
Yeah.
Number 8. Then maybe his can be number 9, and that's like
this is one of the workers that stands in the row with the stop and slow sign.
Just a big guy in a vest. Just go slow, stop. Anyway, so Max psychs himself up to die in the number 6 drill boy because it kills him when he touches it, and it like takes a weird toll, and he's like, oh, it hurts. I'm not good at it, but I can't let him down. It's killing me, but I gotta do it. Then he, like, dig-dugs down into the ground.
Yeah, then he's fine now. Now he's figured it out. Because he never talks about how it hurts him anymore.
No, from then on, it's cool. Maybe it just got enough juice out of him.
Yeah.
But just...
It either sucks his life force out of him to work, or... If you shift it wrong, instead of stalling, it just zaps the life out of you.
It's a prank. It electrocutes him.
Because he's not just like, it takes so much energy to drive that. He says, no, I can't drive it. I'm bad at driving it, yeah.
So maybe what they should have done is make like a little video game version that he could practice on.
Yeah. VR headset and a little shifter.
And a little shift. You know how, like, when you're like, I'm going to be a pilot, they're not like, cool, hop in the plane, let's see how you do. They like, you got to
take this baby up and see what you're made of.
Just see what happens. We're going to be down here.
We'll be watching you on a camera.
Yeah. You'll be fine out there, right? But anyway, so he breaks into the little crevasse because he drilled a hole down so they could drive. Also, we do cut back to them before they're like, Mac will save us. And, like, the cars are just, like, stuck in the snow. Like, their Zords are stuck like a regular car would be.
Yeah, they are trying to, like, drive out and the wheels are just spinning in the snow.
And it's like, just get back there, throw some salt down. Maybe if you got some sand, that'll work.
Kitty litter.
Dig a little hole. Like, you know, there's plenty of ways to do this. You Californians. He breaks in. He's like, hey, guys, I'm here. And Will's like, what took you so long? And he's like, I had Zord trouble. And Ryan's like, oh, I hate it when that happens. Because, like, she knows cars. And they're like, we knew you'd come back. And then they're like, all right, time to ranger up again. Because if you say it's morphin' time,
Ronnie does get to call the ranger up.
That was pretty neat.
Yeah, she's a ranger up, guys, and then they all ranger up because morphing is dead.
No, if you say it's morphin' time, what happens is someone comes in and puts you down like an ailing dog. the old yeller for saying the old thing that we don't like anymore. So they, I guess, ranger up off screen because the next time we see them, they're morphed again. Then the weathered thing turns into a monster.
Mm-hmm.
And then they got to bring them together.
Yeah.
And then there's like this, it takes like a couple seconds of them just with the shovel and the pickaxe hitting the weathered monster.
With it, and it does nothing.
It doesn't even move. It's just like come on,
the
man.
The Zord's face never changes. It's a robot and the mask is like just solid. Yeah. But like every time it hits it, it like looks to the side like that didn't work.
No, and then
when
it
hits it with the pickaxe, I swear to God, the pickaxe like folds.
It bends. It wobbles. Like,
yeah.
And then he's like, hitting it with our Minecraft weapons didn't work. What do we do? But then the drill bot, independently of the Rangers, just runs up and I guess hits it in the tummy.
Which prompts Mac to be like, it's the blowhole. That's the weak spot.
It gets stuck in the blowhole. And then they put the number 6 drill boy on as an arm. They just throw the other arm off. I don't remember what its arms are. I don't know if it's
I couldn't tell you how the Zord is made up, actually.
I think because like Mac is like the pants and the chest.
What is this? What is it called?
The Drive Max Megazord, I think.
I think that's right.
Because like I know Max is like the dumpers fold out to make legs. And I don't know if anything goes in there. And then like Will is the head, I think. The speed drive is the head.
I got a picture of it here.
Okay,
so
I can see it reflected in your glass, so I'm also looking at it, but it's very far away.
The feet are red. The right arm is the one that gets replaced. That's yellow.
Okay, so Ronnie is the arm, and then the other arm is
it's white. Rose. I'm going to assume that's Rose.
Yeah, that's the sub.
And then you got the blue on the head, and the center, I guess, is black.
Okay. I thought that the head was going to be black because it drives up it, but I guess it just parks in the middle, and then the
Yeah, because you can see the shoulders look like they're either the front or back wheels, and then on its hips are the other two wheels.
Okay. Yeah, because
so the car is like
yeah.
This.
So then like the blue one just like turns into a helmet and sits on the weird little piston head, the little Lego man head that pops out when it starts. So they put the drill boy on for the arm and then they punch it in the blowhole and it blow ups. And that's that. And then we cut back to Heat Miser and he's mad. And then Snow Miser calls him and is like, hey, dummy, didn't you know that you can't put alien technology and human technology together unless you refigure it? And Heat Miser's like, yeah.
You're so smart.
Now I know that.
He's like, you might be smarter than me and more handsome than me.
Have a whole mouth that moves all the way. he's like, someday I'll be stronger than you. And Snow Miser's like, sure, Jan, and then hangs up. We cut back. We're in the parlor / sitting room / family room / living room / TV room. And Mac just like kicks the door in. And he's like, oh, yeah, St. Lucia time. Now I have my confidence back. And Spencer is behind him carrying 5 discreet duffel bags just kind of all over him. And he's like, time to go get that jewel. And Dax, who's sitting on the back of the couch, falls off of it because he's clumsy now.
Because he's a stunt guy, and that means he just falls by nature.
Yeah, he just knows.
He knows how to fall.
It's second nature. Then Will has his... They say that Will has his own lucky marbles, but I think it's just Dax's...
It's just
it's,
Dax's.
It's the blue bag of lucky marbles. Nothing different about him.
Yeah, and I think Dax is even the one that's like, oh, you believe in the curse now, huh? So you're rubbing my marbles?
You're fondling my marbles. And Will's like, no, I just think that we could, you know, just in case we need to have them.
He's like, I don't believe that, but also, like, it's not going to hurt just to try it.
And then they all, like, jump on Will and play fight trying to get the marbles away from each other while Super Mario Sunshine music plays. And Spencer's like, oh, and, like, drops all the bags. Ba-da-bum-bum-bum-bum, Operation Overdrive. That's the end. That's the end of the episode.
Yeah.
Josh, I started.
Oh, you did, yeah.
What's the best?
I don't know, man.
Answer me, Josh. What's the best?
The best is when they have to fight the snow.
I kind of agree with that. Because that was a weird scene, but we don't usually see like the Rangers struggling because of the elements. Like, there's never like a.
It's always a monster.
Yeah,
and this like technically is because right, but
come on, yeah.
The you know the weather machine is a monster with a big blowhole right. in its tummy.
It's just a big open blowhole because it's got to be weak somewhere. I'm also weak in all my blowholes, so like, makes sense. Yeah, I think same. I think that's also the best. Because the only other thing I like is when Max says, "I gotta dig a hole."
I do like Ronnie calling the morph too, but I mean that's not like the best thing about the yeah. episode.
It'd be sad if that was the best. What's the worst?
Shoot,
I have one. If you need me to go,
I might need you to go first.
It's the Jamaican accent.
Oh god, I had already blocked that out. Yeah, you're right.
The whole presentation, the hair, the hat, the accent, the callback to the accent.
Two boomers mocking a whole culture.
Yeah, like, there was an episode of iCarly where they put on hats like this and then said, "Do you want to have a Jamaican laser tag fight?" And then they just shot each other with laser tag guns while doing Jamaican accents. And it sucks to watch in 2022. And it was made around the same time this was.
Yeah.
I think. Maybe a little later. But either way, it just doesn't feel good to watch. Who's the MVP?
That I don't know. Because I don't think Spencer did it this episode.
No.
It's hard to give it to Mac because he does try to quit being a Power Ranger. But besides that, he does a lot of good Red Ranger stuff still.
He does. And I do like him quitting, even though it's only been two episodes since he was like, "We're all a team. We need this." But like, I do like him being like, "Oh, I messed up really bad. Like, maybe I shouldn't do this." And I like that happened this early. Cause again, if this is like episode 29, I would be like, this sucks. This whole thing sucks.
Yeah.
But early on, I think it works. I kind of want to give it to Mac because like,
I can't think of anyone else that would get, you're going to give it to the Drill Zord. Like,
no, because that tries to kill the person
that tries
driving
to
it.
Kill him, and he drove it regardless. I think you're right. I think it's Mac.
I think it's got to be Mac, because the only other person that could possibly give it to is Will for when he's like, "Hey, that's why there's five of us." But that's
just one quick thing.
One quick line, they saved a guy from falling off a cliff.
Yeah, and
so,
I don't even think that they wrote it in the context that we see it in.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it was a quinky dink.
And also, I'm going to use this moment to say Andrew sucks, and I don't like him either.
No. Andrew's so weird. I don't know why he's still around. Like, he should be missing.
Yes. Right? Yeah. He should have went to find the Corona or Aurora
by himself by now.
And not come back.
Yeah. Like, I just feel like it would be a lot better that way. But instead, he is here. And it doesn't take up a lot of space or time, but it's just weird. They call Spencer to send the Zords anyway. So, like, what do you even need him in the chair for? But yeah, Max MVP. Now we have to rank it.
I have to look at the ranking. I know this is only episode, what, five?
We're five in now.
Fourth ranked.
We got three on the board. I don't like it more than I liked Heart of Blue, which was last episode.
Yeah.
And Underwater World was the one where Will was like, I work better alone. But I feel like everyone got more
to
do.
They did fight a temple in that.
They fought a whole temple in that.
And I don't think Dax and Ronnie were nearly invisible or stupid in that one.
Ronnie had like three or four lines, which is maybe not, maybe there's more than that.
In that one, Rose might have slipped to the back a little bit.
Rose was like nothing in this one. I don't think she said anything outside of like,
yeah, you're right.
Like, she said so little that you forgot that she didn't say anything because she was like, "We're going to be in a jungle, not the dunes. I will see you never."
Yeah, Mac kind of ran away with this episode when you think about it.
Yeah. So I think bottom.
I agree. I think that's right.
All right, so coming in at number four, Whether or Not.
Hey, did you know on the Mystic Force one?
Don't tell
me. Did you do this on purpose?
Who's to say? What did I do?
The last episode is the snow prants.
It just autocorrect thinks that that's how you spell it now. Because I misspelled it. Because the I and the O are right next to each other, and
they
I kept
are.
Hitting it and said, and I always hit the wrong one, and I don't know how that's possible that I always hit the wrong letter. But when I was typing, see, I just typed in ready whether or not instead of or not. Like when I typed in prints 100 times, it just kept saying prints, and then so autocorrect's like, is this a proper noun? And so when I write snow prints, it's like, I think you meant prawns.
You meant prawns.
Anyway, here's the snow prawns. So coming in at number 4, whether or not. Josh, you still got the list pulled up? What are we watching next time?
Well, next
By which
time,
I mean tomorrow morning for you and I.
Pirate in Pink.
Ooh. My hopes are up for that.
I saw at least 3 to 4 emotions crawl over your face.
I'm excited about Pirate in Pink. We will watch that at the end of the week for you, but for us in
10 a.m. tomorrow.
10 a.m. So we're going to leave. Also, I need to eat. So until next time,
may the power protect you. Because it's the 6th. I'm going to take that again and maybe enunciate some of those letters.
Some of the letters.